It's time now for the Bible Truth Broadcast with Dr. Ron Reynolds, pastor and Bible teacher. Listen now as Dr. Reynolds teaches the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404, or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You could see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Hello, friends. Welcome to another Bible Truth Broadcast with Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds. Listen now as they preach the eternal truths of God's Word, the Bible.
Well, good morning again, friends. Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth Broadcast today. This is Pastor Ron Reynolds, and I'll do my best to be a blessing to you as we bring the Word of God to you today. Last week, I began a series of messages on the subject, what do you have to look forward to? You know, so I've heard some folks say, well, I just don't have anything to look forward to. Yes, you do. Everybody has something to look forward to. And I want to talk about one of those somebodies today. Last week, I talked about the unsaved, what the unsaved have to look forward to. And you know, the unsaved, they don't have anything very good to look forward to. They don't have God in their life. They do not have heaven to look forward to. They have hell to look forward to. And that's an awful thing to look forward to. As a matter of fact, the Bible talks about the lake of fire. And so the unsaved, what do they have to look forward to? Well, they got a life that is miserable without God. And then after they die, they have hell and eventually the lake of fire to look forward to. And that's not too good a thing to look forward to. But now today I want to talk about what the backslider has to look forward to. Now, there's a lot of misunderstanding, I think, when it comes to this subject of backsliding. First of all, I think we need to define what a backslider is. Here's what a backslider is. A backslider is a believer that's not behaving right. Let me say that again. A backslider, you see, unless you've slid in, you can't slide back. So a backslider is a believer that has slid away from God. They're a believer that's not behaving right. And did you know there's a lot of backsliders in the Bible? Some that are very well known. For instance, did you know that Noah was a backslider? That's right, he sure was. When he got off the ark, did you know that he planted a vineyard and then got drunk from the wine? That's the guy that we call Noah, the one that found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He was backslid. And then you think of Abraham. Abraham backslid a couple of times that we know of for sure. Well, he lied about his wife twice. He was afraid someone might take his wife, and he told her, said, now you just tell him that you're my sister. Well, that was a half-truth because she was his half-sister. That was, of course, Sarah. But Abraham lied. He was a liar. And God told him to stay in Canaan. He went down to Egypt, so he disobeyed God there. And so Abraham was a backslider. How about Moses? You know, the great Moses, the man that led the children of Israel out of bondage, out of Egypt. Was he a perfect man? No, he wasn't, because we know that Moses actually murdered an Egyptian. And he hid, not only did he murder him, but he tried to cover it up. And then when he was found out, he had to leave Egypt and escape for his life. Moses then, during the Exodus, while he was leading the children of Israel through the wilderness, God told him to speak to the rock, but he smote the rock instead, and that caused him to not be able to ever go into the promised land. God allowed him to look over into it, but because he made God look bad in the eyes of the people, God said, Moses, you can't go in. And Joshua, of course, led the children of Israel in. But Moses was a backslider. So Noah was a backslider. Abraham was a backslider. No, how about David, the man after God's own heart? That's what the Bible calls him, King David, the king of Israel. Was David a backslider? Well, I think so. When he committed adultery with Bathsheba and then turned around and had her husband murdered so he might get out of it some way because Bathsheba was with child, and so David kept compounding his sin. And of course you can read in Psalms 51 as he cries out to God and tells God he has sinned. And so David was a backslider. A backslider is a believer that is not behaving right for God. And then we can't forget old Jonah, can we? Here was Jonah. God had commissioned him to go to Nineveh and preach to them and tell them they need to get right with God. Nineveh was a Gentile city, and Jonah, being a Jew, didn't want to go there. For all he cared, he didn't care if all those Gentiles, all God wiped them all out. But God had told him, Jonah, I want you to go there. I want you to preach. But Jonah disobeyed God. He ran away from God. And of course, you know the story of how that he wound up in a whale's belly. Someone said, was it a whale or a great fish? Well, a whale is a great fish, that's for sure. But it was, you know, this was a tailor-made fish. It was called a whale, and it's called a fish in the Bible. It was one that God made special to swallow Jonah. And so because Jonah was a backslid believer, God allowed this whale to swallow him. And then, of course, Jonah prayed and repented, and the whale spit him out on the shore. And then Jonah went ahead and went to Nineveh and preached to him and obeyed God. And who can forget the Apostle Peter that said, I'll never, the rest of these guys may forsake you, Lord, but you can depend on me. I will never forsake you, Lord. I'm here to stand behind you. Yeah, stand behind him, all right, because when they come to get Jesus, the Bible says Peter followed afar off. And so Peter was a backslidden believer. Oh, yeah, and there's a lot of other backslidden believers mentioned in the Word of God. So a backslider is not someone that's lost their salvation. A backslider is someone that is not behaving right. Well, what can a backslider have to look forward to? Well, here's what they can have to look forward to. A backslider can have the chastening from the Lord to look forward to. Listen to what it says in the book of Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 5. And have you forgotten the exhortation or encouragement which speaketh unto you as unto children? My son, God says, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. Now listen to this. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. That means whips, all right? And scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If you endure chastising, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? In other words, in this life, we had four sons. When they did wrong, I would chasten them. I know some don't believe in spanking their children. I did. I still do. I don't think it ought to be in anger, and it ought not to be something to child abuse. But the Bible teaches it. And it says, and part of the training up a child in the way he should go is to not spare the rod when it's needed. And so when you chasten your children, you're doing what God does to his children. The Bible says, whom he loveth, he chasteneth. And the Bible says, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, if you are a believer and God has not chastised you, the Bible says, wherefore all are partakers, then are you bastards, are illegitimate children, and not sons. Well, what's it saying? Well, God is saying here that if you can behave wrong, and get by with it. And God does not chasten you, and God does not cause things to happen in your life that you know you're not living for God. Listen, if you're not being chastened by God, the indication is that you're not His child. That's what the Bible's teaching here. And so what does the backslider have to look forward to? Does he have hell to look forward to? No. Because if that was the case, then Noah would go to hell, Abraham would go to hell, Moses would go to hell, David would go to hell, Jonah would have gone to hell, and Peter would have gone to hell. Because they all backslid on God. But they were all chastised by God. He chastises His children, God does. And just like He expects us to chastise our children to make them behave, God chastises His children to make us behave. If you're not behaving right, then look out. Here's what you have to look forward to. You've got the chastisement of God to look forward to. I've been there. I think anyone that'll be honest about it has gone through a time of chastisement. We're no better than David or no better than Moses. If they were chastised, my friend, you and I will be chastised when we misbehave, when we're not pleasing God. You know, one of the interesting things that I've noticed in all these years of pastoring, I've pastored now 40 years, and I've noticed that sometimes it's harder to reach a backslidden believer than it is an unbeliever. That's right. As a matter of fact, many times it's easier to get a unbeliever to come to church than a backslidden believer. Because the backslid believer knows, they know what's right. And they know they're backslid, and they know they're away from God. And they don't want any pressure put on them. And so they think, well, if I don't go hear the preacher and don't hear the Bible taught or preached, I won't have to be under any pressure. But you know, God has His own ways of putting pressure on us. You know, I had my ways as a parent putting pressure on my sons to get them to do right. And thank God our sons turned out right. I mean, I give God all the glory for it. I certainly was not the perfect father, and my wife and I were not the perfect parents. But we did do what the Bible said to do, and that was to chasten them when they did wrong, and love them, and compliment them when they did right. You know, I'm afraid a lot of people are into this chastising, but they're never into telling their child how much they appreciate them, how much they love them and compliment them along with the chastisement. I think if you balance it out, if you will chastise your children when they do wrong and compliment them when they do right, I think you'll have a child that will bring glory to God and that will be a blessing to your life. And thank God that's been the case in our family, and I give, again, God all the glory for it. Don't want to take any of the glory at all. But I'm just telling you, if you're listening to me today and you're backslid, and you say, well, how do I know if I'm backslid? Well, if you don't read your Bible regularly, you're backslid. Come on now. You're backslid. If you don't pray to God on a daily basis, you're backslid. If you have no desire to go to church and be with God's people, you are backslid. Now, that's the truth, because the Bible says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some, but even more so as we see the day approaching, the day of Jesus coming, in other words. And friend, if you have gotten backslidden and you're away from God and you won't go to church and you won't tithe and you won't pray daily and you won't read your Bible, now listen, you've got chastisement to look forward to. God's going to get you. Now, God will get you sooner or later. You may keep running. You know, Jonah may have thought he was going to get by with it, but he didn't. David may have thought he was going to get by with it, but he didn't. Did you know, from the time King David, committed adultery with Bathsheba, a year went by. And David thought, well, God's not going to do anything. And then Nathan shows up, the prophet of God. Tells David a story, and the crux of the story was a man had mistreated someone, and David said, well, that man ought to be dealt with. He needs to be, you know, he needs to be dealt with. And Nathan points his finger at David and says, thou art the man. You've stole another man's wife, and you've had the man killed, and you're guilty, David. And David repented of that, because he realized the condition he was in. If you're listening to me today and you're backslid on God, and by the way, you can go to church and be backslid on God. That's right. I know I have. You can go to church and be backslid on God. I'm not saying that going to church is a sure indication that you're not backslid, but it's a pretty good indication you're wanting to do right. But my friend, you cannot get by. God will not let his children get by with living in sin. God will chastise you. God, whom he loves, the Bible says, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. And so, friends, you and I will not get by with it. And I encourage you, if you're a backslider, if you've got away from God and you're not behaving right, the first thing you need to do is get right with God. That's why 1 John 1:9 is in the Bible. If we confess our sins, he, Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You see, all we have to do as a believer, and by the way, 1 John 1:9 is written to believers, not unbelievers. I heard a preacher say one time, well, it's written to unbelievers. And when he says confess, no, listen, an unbeliever doesn't need to confess his sins. He needs to repent of his sins. That's right. There's a difference in confession and repentance. And so it's the believer that needs to confess his sins. If we, John says, and John was a believer, if we confess our sins, he, Christ, is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all, not some, but all unrighteousness. That's what the backslider needs to do. And by the way, I would not wait very long to do it. Because if God is not, if you've been disobeying God, and you've not been behaving right for God, and you've been getting by with it, your days, my friend, are numbered. And what you have to look forward to, what you have to look forward to is a chastisement of God. And by the way, I don't have time to go into this in detail, but there is something called the sin into death, which can only be committed by a believer that has backslid on God. I think Moses committed the sin into death, and that's why that he died and was never allowed to go into the promised land. Now, of course, he had something better when he died. He went to heaven. But he had wandered in that wilderness for 40 years, and God said, no, you can't go in because you've made me look bad. You disobeyed me, and you lost your temper. And I think Moses committed the sin unto death. I think Ananias and Sapphira committed the sin unto death. I don't have time to go into that. But I want to tell you, when you get so backslid, and God has tried to get your attention, but you've refused to get right with him, God will take your physical life. It's called the sin unto death. If you don't believe it, you can contact me, and I'll show you exactly where it's at in 1 John. And it's for believers who are backslid on God. God will chastise you, but if the whipping won't do, then God will just take you to heaven prematurely. That's what I believe the Bible teaches. Well, that's what the backslider has to look forward to in the future. Next week, I'm going to talk about what the faithful Christian has to look forward to in the future. And I hope you'll tune us in next week. It's been a joy to be with you today. And I pray that you'll be with us next week. Tell somebody about the Bible Truth broadcast. And maybe we can pick up some more listeners. You know, we're reaching 3 states with this broadcast. And I thank God for it. And so you're part of that. If you are sending in an offering to help pay for the radio time on this broadcast, you are helping reach people in 3 states. Think about that. And God's going to reward you for that. If not here on earth, he'll reward you when you get to heaven. You are helping people hear the truth of God's word. Well, it's been a joy to be with you. Look forward to being with you next week. Until then, may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you so much for tuning in the Bible Truth broadcast today. If you believe in what Pastors Ron and Tim Reynolds are preaching, please consider becoming their radio partner. Help them get the truths of God's word to this generation. Just send any size offering to Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for your help. Until next Sunday, may God bless you is our prayer.
Good morning, friends. This is Tim Reynolds, principal of Mount Vernon Christian School, and I'd like to inform you that March is early enrollment month at Mount Vernon Christian School. We offer grades preschool, kindergarten, all elementary grades, junior high, and all 4 years of high school. Now, if you enroll your child or your grandchild during the month of March, you can save money on the enrollment fee for the upcoming 2011 and 2012 school year. Also, we have an added benefit. If you enroll your child or grandchild for next year, you can lock in this year's tuition rate. So you'll want to be sure to enroll your child early. To know more about Mount Vernon Christian School, you can give us a call at 618-244-5404. Or you can visit us on the internet at www.mountvernonchristian.com. We also invite you to stop and visit us on campus. You could see our classrooms and meet with the teachers. Mount Vernon Christian School is located on Route 37 South and Woodland Drive here in the city of Mount Vernon. We'd be happy to provide you with a free information packet so you can learn more about the programs that Mount Vernon Christian School has to offer. We look forward to hearing from you, and may God bless you is my prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to the Bible Truth Broadcast today. If you would like to be a Bible Truth Broadcast radio partner to help spread God's Word to Southern Illinois and the surrounding area, you may send your gift to the Bible Truth Broadcast, 817 Woodland Drive, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Thank you for listening.